following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
I know, I've kind of been wanting a jock strap, but maybe I don't need to tell my listeners about that. Although they sure do seem to be interested in my leathering activities these days. They said that they want a leather report.
Bigfara.
But Bahara is coming to Chicago.
Yeehaw!
Bigfara. Big fatty.
Bahara.
Bigfara.
Bahara is my big fatty.
And we are so excited about it.
Have you met him?
No.
Are you having a side conversation on my show?
Yes.
Bless.
It's all good.
All right. Well, we're going to go get a beverage. It's probably too loud anyway.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Bigfara.
But Bahara is coming.
Yeehaw!
Bigfara.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4821 of the FO for right to the 31st of July, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm just going to tie up some loose ends, some voice letters, maybe even a follow-up question or two. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Over servers, Big Vetty. That would be sugar hooker. Y'all, the sugar hooker is probably over serving me even as you hear this. Big Vetty in the right morning. Well, we'll moose peel here at Thursday evening. So anyway, let's see, y'all. I am over at the annual inappropriate cement pond party at the Metropolis in New Orleans, and y'all, it's the first year with a new host. The new host, he's performed at this event before, but anyway, he's now the host of it, and so he's the one that kind of put everything together. His name is Atticus Cuppa, and y'all, the performers for the weekend are Teddy Graham, Big Vetty, that is so cute, Alex Koff, K-O-F, Pup Bandit. Y'all, he's got some large veins. Yes, Big Fatty, one in particular. Well, I'm only looking at his arm. Oh, never mind. Paco, who looks delicio, and Jace Starr. Y'all, it's a whole lot of Harry. And who doesn't like a whole lot of Harry? Big Fatty, Sally does. Oh, no, Harry love met Sally. Well, never mind. For right. Good night, y'all. We'll have the meet and greet over at the Capri Lounge, y'all. It's my understanding that the mixers are still running low over there. But y'all, it's always a good time, and so we'll see how this all works out this time. Y'all, it's probably gonna be hot as blue blazes. while Big Fatty is over there. Yes, Big Fatty, make sure you take your bucket hat. I will indeed. And y'all, then the big hoot nanny is on Saturday, and y'all, there'll be a hamburger or a hot dog cookout. And then the humpity and the bumpity. So y'all, I'll let you know on Monday, all the highs and the lows and the honking and the bonking. I really don't have any. I'm recording this right after I recorded the Thursday little show, so nothing, not a damn thing has happened since then. So y'all, I think we're just gonna get right into perhaps some voice letters. Yes, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat. And oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me. Paul the Shy Yeti.
Hi.
Sorry, I've taken a while to
talk.
Yes,
to call.
Send you another message.
Yes.
I've actually been busy,
busy.
Not going to hospitals.
Oh God.
Well, I have been to hospitals a few times for appointments, but I've had three holidays.
Oh, lovely.
Is it three? Yeah.
Yes.
I better speed up. I'm going to tell you about three holidays.
Please do.
One was
with
my friend Mateusz, who's on my podcast.
Yes.
He lives in Poland. And he came over for a week.
Oh, lovely.
And we went out for day trips and recorded the podcast.
Lovely.
And went to see ABBA Voyage.
Oh.
Which was very good. I cried because it was very good.
What was the second one?
In May, I went down to Kent, near cities like Canterbury.
Oh,
and
I hear they
lots of day trips and
tales there.
Country gardens
and
country pubs.
Oh, would love the pubs.
For Sunday lunches.
You have a ploughman's lunch?
And then in June, I went on a cruise to Norway.
To nowhere?
And cruised around the coast by all the fjords and things.
Oh, yes. Fjords and the Pontiacs.
That was good. That was pretty tiring, though.
GMs.
Those ships are so big.
Subarus.
It feels like you're doing a marathon just going for breakfast.
Oh, yes. Rufkus.
But yeah.
Yes.
It was all very good. And of course, I recorded.
Of course.
A podcast.
Yes.
All about that, which
I do that daily.
That hasn't been edited yet. But I was also supposed to be going to Poland in September to see my friend Mateusz so that I could meet his friends, whereas he met my friends.
Oh,
but in the end, we've decided it's just easier
just
if he comes and visits me again, because my energy is still pretty low at times.
And, dear God.
You know, we're working towards improving that. But
lovely.
Yeah.
We've got to have it.
Just getting to the nearest airport for me.
Oh!
It's the other side of London, and it's, you know, just getting there with my luggage, it's tiring. I don't drive, and you have to go on public transport.
Oh, but, yes.
Anyway,
especially
we've just decided
with your valise
to change that trip.
Okay.
But anyway, so yes, I've been busy.
Good.
Also been visiting my parents. They're well. My dad's kind of irritating, as usual.
Oh, well, that's the dad's job.
You know, my mum's delightful, as usual.
Oh, delightful. The nip's delightful.
Made me editing podcasts.
But not
and life. That's about it. I hope everything's okay with you.
Yes.
Hello to you, Poodle.
Hi.
And
yes.
That's it. That's it for now.
Okay. Well,
I'll tell you more.
Okay.
And another message.
All right. That'll be lovely.
Bye for now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Thank you for calling. Y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti. And Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, it's been months, but he's certainly a seasoned traveler now. The cruise to nowhere, is that what the old gal takes? No, the old gal takes the cruise of a lifetime to nowhere. Oh, that's the difference. Okay, well, anyway, y'all got a couple more voice letters here. Let's go to this one.
Hello. Happy bacon. Anyway. No. Happy bacon. Fart pants. Okay, I'm on my way home. I got a message from Nini this morning, and she said, I might have locked us out of the house. I was trying to get the garage light to go off, and I think I might have locked the garage door. So now I can't open it with the keypad, and the front door is locked. And I'm driving Gerald's truck, because then I don't put miles on my Yukon. And I'm like, okay. Well, she's like, do you have a spare key? Yeah, in my Yukon, in the driveway, in my locked Yukon. And so anyway, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do some price checking here. A locksmith to open the door, how much does that cost? A locksmith to open my car door, or a GMC membership, and then I can just use the app and unlock my car door myself to get into the house. So then I tell the African, hey, and he says, the remote in my pickup might unlock the small door. So exciting. So now I'm on my way home to find out. I'll call you back and tell you what happens. Or I won't.
Dear, that's a yell that, of course, is...
Woodhaven.
Oh, yell that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And that bacon bit, she's a piece of work, isn't she? I mean, it's I wonder where she gets her modus operandi, or I wonder how she, who does she take after you, or as you said, it said the African. Y'all, it took me a moment to figure out who the African was. Y'all, that's Smelly. He was over in Africa, but y'all, I think he's back now. He was making some sort of, I don't know, it was a cement road or something like that. Maybe it led to a cement pond. Big Fatty. But y'all, but Miss Bacon did call back.
I think vanilla Nesquik milk would taste really good with vanilla Oreos, if there's such a thing. Maybe even those cheap generic Oreo knockoff.
Oh, now y'all, that was very, very quiet on my end. Hopefully the volume will be up. But Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. There are vanilla Oreos. They're called the Golden Oreos, and I don't know what you're talking about, but thank you for talking about it. Yes, Big Fatty, it's called content. And y'all, speaking of content.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best way?
Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from none other than Captain D in Tennessee. And Captain D writes in and says, well, hello, Fat One. I'm not sure if this even qualifies as the lurking. It's been a while. as the lurking is going on. I want to get your thoughts on the new debacle that is 60 Minutes right now, given the announcement of the beloved Nora O'Donnell joining the crew. I, like you, no longer watch the CBS Evening News and split my time between Mr. Yamas and Mr. Muir. Tony DeCopel is a complete mess. Do you think adding Nora and a few others to the 60 Minutes team will be enough to bring us back? If only they could reincarnate Andy Rooney. I'd even tune in for an AI version of Andy. Oh, well, the world cannot even leave the Sunday evening programming we olds live for. Captain D in Tennessee, well, first of all, Captain D in Tennessee, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And, yeah, I heard that Nora was being added to the lineup, and then some other folks, but yeah, Gussie, y'all, I thought I'd do another one of these scratch-offs that Lamont Cranston had sent to me. Y'all, this is the Hit 250, loaded with $250 prizes. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize for that number. Reveal a 2X and win double the prize for that. Reveal a 5X and win five times. Or if you reveal a 250, you win $250. Well, yeah, let's see what Big Patty's numbers are. The first number is 29 and 11 and 16 and 39. And then we've got 15 numbers here. All right, so the first number is 26. No winner there. 38, not a winner. 1, no winner there. Number 20, not a winner. 18, not a winner. Let's see here. 31, no winner there. 16, oh, Big Fatty, that's a winner, and that's a $5. $5. 33, not a winner. 37, no winner there. 17, not a winner. All right, last one's here. 27, not a winner. 23, no winner there. Number 8, not a winner. Number 14, not a winner. And number 21, not a winner. But, y'all, that's a $5 win on the 250. So, how about that, y'all? I'll have to take that in and cash it in at the Vons East at the gambling station there. You know, that's where you... You know, it's that's where you exchange your coupon, not the coupons, the gambling cards. What is that? The lottery. That's what I'm trying to say. Big Fatty, you are just heading downtown quicker than anyone would have ever guessed. No, actually not. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all. I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely weekend. Y'all, don't forget on Saturday when you wake up, it's time to say rabbit, rabbit. So you'll have good luck. And y'all, I'll just tell you, one week from Sunday, y'all, get your cashews and almonds ready. Y'all, it's Dr. Stone. Down there in the San Diego, his celebration of exiting the birth canal on the 9th. And there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that was Omar from the other way back in the day. And Omar, anything that comes to mind today?
Bahara.
But Bahara is coming.
Bahara.
Oh, Big Fatty, it sounds like he's still drunk. All these years later, true.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.